You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast, episode number 244.
Hello, I'm your host, David Guerra, and I welcome you back to another action-packed episode of the Walking Leader podcast. The Walking Leader podcast is for you, current and future leaders, to help give you the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization as well as in your personal life. Now, the tools of the Walking Leader focus on getting you up and out from behind your desk and out to the front lines where those you lead, where they are in the trenches every day, day in, day out. And attention, all leaders, it is your responsibility to know where the battle, how the battle is going and where it's at and where everyone's at. And there's no better place to know how the battle is going than to get out there on the front lines where the bullets are flying. And now, without delay, let's get started. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, we continue our journey. We continue talking about the 2022 series on self-leadership and soft skills, where today we're going to talk about the soft skill of critical observation. So you know what we do? We break it all down. So let's go ahead and do so. Self-leadership. It's based on you, current and future leaders, taking the initiative and being proactive. A self-leader means you are intentionally influencing your thinking, feelings, and actions towards your objectives and goals, whether it be personal or professional or both. You must take that first step, second, third, fourth, and every step thereafter to achieve those objectives and goals. And soft skills, well, those are those interpersonal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people while performing those technical or hard skills you have learned. Critical observation. All right, here's the definition. Critical observation is the ability to notice subtle details that allow us to maneuver situations more tactfully. It's different from critical thinking, which involves analyzing facts and information to reach a decision or a conclusion. Now, what are these examples of critical observation? Well, critical observation, they come in two types. We can either observe people or we can observe processes. So we observe people, their behavior, their actions, their reactions, their body language, their speech, their tone. Observing processes, well, the interactions, the creation, the manufacturing, producing, the workflow, and other such parts of the entire process. Now, why is critical observation so important? Why is your critical observation so important? It's important in that having and honing such a soft skill will not only help towards your improving as a leader, to you improving as a leader, but as a human being. See, the skill of critical observation will help you cut through the, well, here it is, the nonsense, the melees, and most of all, through the bureaucracy that exists in just about any level of any organization. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, we need bureaucracy to exist. What we do not need is the endless miles and miles of red tape and autocracy that comes along with that bureaucracy. See, additionally, by having the ability to seek, identify, and do what you can to cut through the red tape, you will be on the path to becoming one of those individuals that gets known as getting things done. That you can get things done. You're the one that's going to get those things done. And guess what? Getting things done, that's part of being a leader. See, getting things done is not just a calling card of a good worker. As I mentioned, it's of a leader. It's the leader that knows that the mission needs to be accomplished and will use the toolkit that they have assembled, the soft skills that they've assembled to ensure that the goals are met and the mission is accomplished. Now, this should come as no surprise to you as you're the one working on sharpening all of your soft skills. However, when it comes to critical observation, the ability to see deeper and closer into what makes a person tick or a process flow must continue to be enhanced. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. Now, of course, with critical observation, there's pros and cons. And we're at that point here in this episode where we talk about the pros and cons of critical observation, and they're going to vary. And unlike creativity, they're not going to be offsetting, but it's going to, well, maybe a little bit. Now, what I mean is, again, for every pro, there's going to be an equally and opposite con, not all the time, but for the most part, we're going to see that. Now, for example, you can start to see things in people for what they are. But again, the con, the negative side of that is you see things in people for what you believe they are. And this is early on in your observation, your critical observation skills as you're starting to develop them, because they tend to be subjective. But once you can set yourself apart from the subjectivity, and then it starts getting better. See, you're going to be apt to drill down based on your observations. That's a positive. But on the other side, what if you drill down too far? Yes, you can drill down too far in that sometimes the only answer given is the only answer there is. And you really, you know, just need to know when at some point that's enough or there is no more. We can't go any further. So be careful. Another pro is to find new ways to perform tasks, assignments, and obviously to improve the workflow just based on that critical observation. Sadly, in larger organizations, the ability to change or improve the workflow can take too long to identify and implement. Thus, by the time your observations are identified, accepted, and acted upon, the damage is too far gone, that your observations are no longer actionable. Now it's kind of like, oh, this is, what was he looking at? What was she seeing? We don't understand what they were saying because it's too far gone now. See, so be careful. Another pro here is you may make a discovery of a flaw in the system or the flow or the individual. And the downside is that others can take the claim, but not the blame. So be careful there. There is a downside to that. So be, you know, kind of, you'll get it with time is what I'm getting at. You'll get it with time and you'll start to understand that, yeah, I can make a discovery in the flaw, but again, how do I take it? How do I push it forward? And who do I bring it to without them taking the claim? But not the blame. Now, let's talk about the 7 habits of highly effective people when it comes to critical observation. Let's identify which of the 7 habits are directly impacted by the soft skill of critical observation. And again, these are my, and this is my interpretation. And of the 7 habits, I do believe habit number 1, being proactive. Well, yeah, you take the initiative. Always be looking and be prepared to ask questions. Number 2, begin with the end in mind. Well, know what you're observing and why you are observing. Habit number 3, put first things first. Yeah, do some homework. Do not just go into it blindly or cold or without a clue. Definitely. And of course, number 7, sharpen the saw. Always work in improving your skills of observation and especially critical observation. Work on it. It must be done. You have no choice. So how and when do you use critical observation along with all of your other soft skills that I've mentioned so far? Always, always use them. Critical observation as situational awareness is to be fully aware of your surroundings. That's what situational awareness is. And it's critical observation. Pay attention to the environment, the people, the sounds, the smells, and energy. It's about being present in the moment. Definitely be there. Put yourself there. And I did mention, you know, you remove yourself a little bit, the subjective side. Remove your own personal bias. It can be done to a degree, to a level. See, always know your what, where, when, who, and of course your why. Why are you observing? And critical observation is most certainly a 24/7, 365 skill that must always be on. You can't just turn it off. Once it's on, it's on. It becomes part of you. Remember, 21 days to build a habit, 90 days to build a lifestyle, a lifetime to master. That's what we're talking about here. So sure, you may have heard about critical observation or situational awareness in the military, or if you have never joined the military, then I can all but promise that in every military movie, someone mentions situational awareness, or as I am prone to say, keep your head on a swivel, 360, right? While you might not currently be in a combat situation, you are most certainly in a real world situation where being continually observant is key to your success and your team's success. Critical observation is key to ensuring that nothing is overlooked and you and your team are paying attention to the details. And folks, that's where it's at. Attention to the details. Pay attention to them. Now, of course, early on, I did mention this, you're gonna run into some, you know, issues. And what if it fails? What if your critical observation fails? Well, if it fails, like I've said it before, let it fail. It's going to fail. Remember, you are not perfect. No one is perfect. I don't care what anybody says. No one is perfect. I'm not perfect. And as with any type of or kind of observation, critical observation is highly subjective. And I've said that already numerous times. And again, I cannot reiterate that enough. It's subjective in that you will question what you saw, what you witnessed, and what you observed. Sometimes it's right in your face. It's staring you right in the eye. It happened right in front of you, but you don't believe it happened. Therefore, initially, you will see things that you are not sure of what it was, or you didn't expect to see what you just saw. Yet over time, your observation skills will improve, and you'll also learn to expect the unexpected. See, your ability to determine fact from fiction will quickly improve, and faster. You'll make that determination much faster. Did I just see what I just saw? I know what I just saw. See, it'll happen. It'll come with time. See, that also, with that, comes your ability to determine and separate the truth from the bullshit. It's that simple, from the BS. To separate the truth from the BS is where it's at. Identifying those attempting to pull the wool over your eyes because they have done it to so many others, and quite successfully at that. But again, your critical observation skills, you start putting two and two together, you start realizing, hey, wait a minute, this person's trying to pull the wool over my eyes. You know it's the wool, you know it's BS. And you know that others have been blind to it for so long, but what do? You've identified it, you bring it to someone's attention, whether they like it or not. Just remember, critical observation will fail quite often at first. Then over time, as you improve your critical observation skills, that failure rate will diminish. Always remember and never forget to go back and determine what went wrong, though, when that happens. Then go from there. Ask the questions. What went right? What went wrong? What could have been better? What should not have been something I focused on? What should not have been something I paid attention to? What needed more attention? Most of all, do not be discouraged by any type of failure. It's going to happen. Get back up again, and you will get better, I promise you. As long as you keep getting back up, you're going to get better. And don't forget to solicit feedback, especially from those you know. Well, you know, they're not perfect. They know they're not perfect. And as long as they know that, solicit the feedback from them. Because again, they're not going to pull any punches. They're not going to feed you the BS. Because again, at this point, you start knowing what the BS is and what is not, then you can always improve from that. So where can a beginner of critical observation, what can a beginner of critical observation do? Well, first of all, it's okay to take the initiative. Seek out the tools that will give you the foundations of critical observation. Start off slow. Ask for help. Most of all, seek out a mentor. And then realize that it will understand. It will happen. You will understand more and more, and it will happen. There we go. I got ahead of myself. And for those experienced in critical observations, what can you do? Well, you can continue to improve your skills. Keep trying new things and new ways of critical observation. They're out there. There are countless ways. And of course, become a mentor to those that are less experienced. That's how you get better. Now, can the soft skill of critical observation be mastered? Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yes, it can be mastered. Critical observation as a soft skill can either be mastered or not. I mean, it's up to you. But always be on the lookout that, yes, there's something else. There's something more just over the horizon. There's just one other thing you can do. And the more you practice it and the more you learn about it and the more you learn from others, there's groups and there is books and there's videos to be critically observant. The thing is that you have to want to do it. And that's why I mentioned take that initiative, keep that initiative, and don't stop with the initiative. And I mean by that is to stay on top of your personal growth when it comes to developing your critical observation skills and the near endless ways of showing it, developing it, and learning from it and growing from it. Because again, the sooner you're able to understand others and understand processes and figure out a way to get things done and accomplish the mission, the better off you're going to be. So ensure that you are working on it, because that's really where it is. You might have heard about it. You might have some understanding of it now, but there's always more. There will always be more. And it's a soft skill. It's non-negotiable. You've got to hone it. You've got to sharpen it. You've got to work with it. And the only way to get better is to try to be better and to do better. So also, I invite you to make sure you visit the episode show notes on my website, DaveGuerra.com, and go over to the podcast and go to this episode's podcast. And you're going to see some links down at the bottom of the page to books, audiobooks, ebooks on critical observation. So don't hesitate to visit there as well. Well, that's it for this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. Do you agree with what I just talked about in this episode, episode 244? Do you have questions, comments, concerns? Then by all means, please, I invite you to reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or I look forward to hearing from you there. Or you can leave me a voice message on the Walking Leader hotline, 956-720-0060. And of course, you can always drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com. And I want to thank you for your time. I do appreciate you making it all the way to this point in the episode. I am David Guerra, author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I invite you to subscribe to The Walking Leader Podcast on the Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher. Yeah, you can find all those links on the DaveGuerra.com website. Lastly, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that's the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time, I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.